Recently, some Brevard County residents received a letter notifying them that some neighborhood birds were to be captured and relocated to a conservation area as part of a scrub jay translocation effort being conducted by the Brevard Zoo and State and Federal Wildlife Services. Some residents were upset to learn their birds were being moved, but partners in the project say the move will be beneficial to the birds. For Florida scrub jays, life in the suburbs is not always easy. From Southern Brevard County, WFIT's Michelle Walker reports.
In the middle of a typical Palm Bay neighborhood, Brevard Zoo Conservation Coordinator Tracy Frampton points out candy wrappers, crushed plastic soda bottles, and lots of empty beer cans lining the street.
So this is another good example of how much nicer it's going to be where they're going, is every time I pull up here and see all this trash, it's just like, you're going to a better place.
Frampton's been monitoring two families of Florida scrub jays here for weeks in preparation for this day. She says Palm Bay was once a flourishing habitat for the jays. These threatened birds are only found in Florida, nowhere else on Earth. Their numbers here in Palm Bay have continued to dwindle since rapid development during the housing boom. Today, Frampton and a team of scientists and volunteers have set up traps for the jays baited with peanuts next to some wooded lots in the neighborhood.
They're set.
All right, so yes. How many are you catching here?
There's five in the family.
So how many can you catch right
Craig
now?
Fallhaber, Scrub Jay Conservation Coordinator for Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, is along today helping with the capture. He says many factors are working against these suburban birds, keeping them from rebounding or, in some cases, even surviving. He tells me suburban habitat is fragmented and not managed, so it can get pretty overgrown, providing places for predators like hawks to hide and pick scrub jays off. Plus, some studies have indicated that scrub jays in suburbs have lowered success raising their young.
Part of that is probably because there's new predators that they have to face, such as cars and cats. There's also tends to be fewer insects and spiders in suburban habitats, and young scrub jays really rely on insects and spiders to get enough protein in order to be able to grow and develop. So that's certainly problematic. So when you combine those factors together,
development pressure continues to factor in. Under a citywide federal permit issued in 2007, Palm Bay allows building on these areas, even if there are scrub jays living here. The city has what's called a habitat conservation plan and an incidental take permit. So the reason these birds are eligible for moving is because the necessary permits are in place for people to go ahead and develop these lots, adding to the urgency. Still, not everyone is pleased about the move. Complaints mostly come from people who just don't want to lose the birds from their community.
Scrub jays are a very charismatic bird. They're really bold. They're really curious. They're there year-round. They're what we call sedentary. In other words, they don't migrate. They have that same territory for their entire lives. They defend it their whole life. And so it's very easy for people to get to know scrub jays. And so people in the suburbs and really do love their scrub jays.
Coming towards trap now.
A trap clashes, catching a jay. The jay's attention seems split. Eat a peanut, try to find a way out of the trap. I watch while two complete families of jays are caught, one by one. Turns out the peanuts are too much to resist.
Now what kind of trap is this?
We call it a drop trap. It's like the old catch a rabbit in a box trick. It stands up, and you support it with a little post, and then you pull a string when something walks under it.
That's Maria Zondervan, a biologist with St. John's River Water Management District. The birds will be moved to Buck Lake Conservation Area, managed by St. John's. Buck Lake already has a population of scrub jays, but it's a small one. Again, Craig Fallhaber, Florida Fish and Wildlife.
Our populations on our managed conservation lands represent the future for scrub jays, but those populations are really small, and we need to build those up in order to make sure that scrub jays are around for both current and future generations.
So, the Palm Bay jays get a new home, and the Buck Lake jays get some new neighbors in a hopeful win-win. Partners in the project say they'll be doing several more translocations and hope the Florida scrub jays will be around for years to come. Visit WFIT.org for photos and podcasts. For WFIT, I'm Michelle Walker.